What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my fourth episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I hope you all are having a great Tuesday. Can you even believe that we're coming up on the halfway point of October? That is crazy. Time is a crazy thing. And it's still so hot out. It's, I swear, like 100 degrees out right now. Crazy. Not much to update you all in terms of things I talked about last week on the show. The girl that I featured on my second show, Krista Hughes, is still on The Voice. They just started the battle rounds last night, and I'm super excited to see who Blake Shelton pairs her up against and what song they sing. I know Krista is going to do amazing regardless. She has a really powerful country voice, and I feel like she can sing anything. This past weekend, I saw my favorite DJ Cascade live in San Francisco at Pier 70. Have you guys ever been to that venue? It was really cool. Pier 70 is actually the oldest operating civilian shipyard in the United States. So random, but very cool. It was basically like a giant warehouse, but the whole concert and stage was outside. So that was nice because I personally love to dance and I get really hot when I dance. So it was nice to be outside and be out in the night air. I love Cascade. He is a really amazing artist. He's kind of been around for a while now, but he's definitely one of my favorite DJs. Some DJs focus more on instrumental tracks, but I really like how Cascade features singers on his songs because I love to sing along to the lyrics. If you haven't heard any of his songs, I would highly recommend you check him out. Cascade is amazing. I personally love EDM music or electronic dance music. There are always such good vibes when you go see a DJ play. Everyone is dancing and happy. There's rarely ever drama with people pushing or being rude. There's good vibes all around at EDM concerts. But anyway, enough about my awesome weekend. I've got some really talented musicians lined up for you guys today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Frank Ocean's Thinking About You, The Weeknd's Earned It, and Sam Smith's I'm Not the Only One, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a guy named Michael Castro. I discovered him on YouTube a few years ago from a cover he did of John Legend's Ordinary People. Great song. I actually wanted to feature his version on an episode of Uncovered, but I completely can't find the link. It's very weird. I don't know if it's such an old video that it has been removed or what's up with that, but it was a great cover. His YouTube handle is just his name, Michael Castro, that's C-A-S-T-R-O. And he also has a Facebook page under his name. He's a singer-songwriter originally from Dallas, Texas, but now located in Nashville. I really want to visit Nashville. The city has such a great reputation as being a haven for music, and I know that I would totally love it. So this guy, Michael, actually was on American Idol season 8, but he looked a lot different than he does now. I would have never recognized him. You may actually recognize the last name Castro from a different Idol contestant. His brother is Jason Castro, the unique dreadlocked semifinalist from season 7, who gained considerable attention from his performance of Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. They also have a sister, Jackie Castro, who is super musically talented and featured on the cover that I'm going to be playing you guys today. This whole family is musical. They're Colombian, and the three kids were raised in the church alongside their father, who led worship. They sang in the church throughout their entire lives. Michael actually has a lot of music out on iTunes. He has 3 independent EPs, and his Facebook page says that he releases a new single on iTunes every month, which is pretty impressive, as well as a new YouTube video every week, which is very apparent if you look at his channel. He has close to 100 covers up right now. His Facebook page says that his music has been featured on shows like Jane by Design, The Bad Girls Club, and Craigslist Joe, which is pretty amazing for a totally unsigned artist. He describes his music as acoustic pop, and I think that I definitely agree with that. He covers a lot of mainstream pop songs, but makes them sound very unique. His voice is super powerful and emotional. He plays the guitar, and I think he also plays the piano as well. Some of you actually may know him because he just recently got engaged to his girlfriend, who is Candy Johnson, a popular YouTube star who makes viral makeup transformation videos where she turns herself into a bunch of different characters. She has one where she turns into a Barbie. She has one where she turns into the different Disney princesses, and she does this all with makeup. She's very incredible. If you don't recognize her name, go Google her right now, and she is amazingly talented. Michael has actually started to post a lot more vlogs with her lately, and it's really nice to see them together because I know Candy. I actually discovered Michael before I discovered Candy, but I know them both, so it's very cool to see 2 YouTube stars together. The song that I'm going to be playing you guys today is Michael and his sister Jackie's cover of Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean is a really interesting guy. He actually started his career as a ghostwriter for some big name artists such as John Legend, Justin Bieber, The Biebs, and Brandy. He released his debut mixtape, Nostalgia Ultra, in 2011. To much critical acclaim. It even was nominated for a Grammy for Best International Album of the Year. This album features singles Novocaine and Swim Good, which both achieved chart success. I remember Novocaine, I think, when I was back in high school. Great song. Really got an R&B feel to it. He released his debut studio album, Channel Orange, in 2012, that included 3 charting singles, including Thinking About You, Pyramids, and Sweet Life. He is said to be releasing his 2nd studio album sometime this year. It really amazed me when I was researching Frank Ocean that he only has 1 real album out. He has a debut EP, but he only has 1 real studio album out, and yet he is a huge star. I know Frank Ocean. I imagine anybody knows who Frank Ocean is, and he only has 1 album out. It's crazy. In July 2012, Frank Ocean became one of the first African-American music artists to announce that he had once fallen in love with a man. This caused a huge media frenzy. He discussed it in an open letter on his Tumblr, recounting feelings that he had for another young man when he was 19 years old, citing it as his first true love. Like I said, it really was a very huge thing that came out, but members of the hip-hop community responded generally positively to the announcement, with big names such as Jay-Z and Beyonce, Russell Simmons, and Tyler, the Creator expressing their support for him. This song, Think About You, was released in 2012 as the lead single on Channel Orange. Frank Ocean has an amazing falsetto on this track, and the heavy bass beat is awesome. It was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, and has sold more than 1 million copies in the United States. The song was also nominated for a Grammy in 2013 for Record of the Year. I love this song, and I really love Michael and Jackie's rendition of it. They really strip down the R&B vibe and turn it into a totally acoustic track. So, without further ado, Here is Michael and Jackie Castro's cover of Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Here on Uncovered with DJ Soundwave on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess I made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they fall when I'm thinking about you. You know, no, no, I've been thinking about you. You know, no, no, I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still?
Do ya, do ya?
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Michael and Jackie Castro's cover of Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Weren't they great? The siblings actually have done a few covers together, and some even with their brother Jason, and I think that their voices really mesh well together. Michael was on the guitar, and I'm not sure if you guys could tell, but there's actually another guy, Colin Arledge, on the track beatboxing with them. I really hope you guys liked this cover. If you liked what you heard, you should definitely go check out Michael's YouTube channel. His YouTube handle is just his name, Michael Castro. That's C-A-S-T-R-O. His sister also has her own YouTube channel at Jackie Castro, where she posts her own covers. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a girl named Jasmine Thompson. Jasmine is from London, and she's only 15 years old. This girl is amazing. She's gained a pretty large fan base on YouTube with over 1 million subscribers. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Jasmine Thompson, and that's Jasmine spelled J-A-S-M-I-N-E, and that's Thompson with a P. She also is on Facebook and has her own personal website at jasminethompsonmusic.com. Her covers have gained widespread support from people like Perez Hilton and Scottish radio DJ Edith Bowman. In August 2013, Jasmine had her first radio play on Radio 1 Review Show. And later that year, her cover of Chaka Khan's Ain't Nobody was used for UK supermarket Sainsbury's nationwide advertising campaign. You guys have probably heard her cover of Ain't Nobody, featured on that recent Felix Jane song of the same name. It was all over radio stations this past summer. So funny. I found Jasmine on YouTube a few years ago. So when I heard that Felix Jane song on the radio this past summer, I started freaking out because it totally sounded like her, but I wasn't sure. So I used the Shazam app, which is an app that tells you what song is playing. And it was her, and I was dying. It was crazy to see when these YouTube stars make it big. It's the goal behind these people putting their music on YouTube, and it's just... It's so amazing to see that, especially when I had known about her already for a few years. That song, Ain't Nobody, the Felix Jane version of it that has her featured on it, was also used on a popular Vine that was circulating around my Facebook of a woman who was waiting at a bus stop dancing to music in headphones, and her song was laid over the top of the clip and synced up perfectly to the woman's movements. It was pretty funny. I just remember that's her song, Jasmine Thompson's song. Jasmine's recent covers have drawn praise from high-profile artists such as Naughty Boy, Passenger, and Avicii, and she is currently featured on German DJ Robin Schulz's single Sun Goes Down. To date, the song has received over 50 million views on YouTube and has topped the iTunes chart in Germany ahead of the worldwide release in January 2015. She has multiple EPs and singles out on iTunes, which is absolutely insane considering she's only 15 years old. People seem to be using the word haunting a lot when describing Jasmine's voice. I tend to want to say that she kind of has an indie sound, but I think I just want to say that because she has a British accent. I think that her sound is more, it's just more innocent and very pure, and it's really a unique voice. Today, I'm going to play you Jasmine's cover of Earned It by The Weeknd. I love The Weeknd so much. I am loving all of his new music. His real name is Abel Tesfaye. He's Canadian, which is something that I definitely did not know. And he's only 25 years old, so this guy is pretty young, and he's become a huge superstar lately. I feel like we are seeing a lot of younger artists emerging into the general pop scene, which is something that I love. I think that there are so many talented people out there, so many talented young people, and it's great to see this new fresh voices get on the scene. The Weeknd's actually going to be coming to San Francisco in December. I think tickets are already sold out. Understandably, he is a huge star right now, absolutely on fire. And if you can, get tickets now while you still can. Fun fact, The Weeknd actually rose to fame after he anonymously uploaded several songs to YouTube under the name The Weeknd. A stage name. That's how he got famous. That just shows you how far this guy has come and how anybody can make a name for themselves off of YouTube if you put in the work and have the right talent. He continued on to release 3 9-track mixtapes throughout 2011, House of Balloons, Thursday, and Echoes of Silence, which were all critically acclaimed. The following year, he released a compilation album, Trilogy, which was 30 tracks consisting of remastered versions of the mixtape material and three additional songs. It was released under Republic Records and his own label, XO. This guy's 25 and is a huge superstar and has his own record label. It's amazing. In 2013, he released his debut studio album, Kissland, which was supported by the singles Kissland and Live For. This is not an album I'm personally that familiar with, but that was back in 2013. For me, The Weeknd really came to my attention when he was featured on Ariana Grande's song Love Me Harder. His second album, Beauty Behind the Madness, which became his first number one album on the Billboard 200, included the top five single, Earned It, and produced the number one singles, The Hills and Can't Feel My Face. This is the album that most people nowadays are really familiar with. All the songs you're hearing on the radio are from this second album, Beauty Behind the Madness. These three songs, Earned It, The Hills, and Can't Feel My Face, have held down all of the top three spots in the Billboard Hot R&B Songs chart, making him the first artist in history to achieve this. Earned It is a great track. It was actually released as the lead single from the soundtrack to the 2015 film 50 Shades of Grey, as well as on his album Beauty Behind the Madness. I was reading online that The Weeknd was involved in the 50 Shades of Grey movie really early on in production. Tom McKay, who's a manager at Republic Records, said that The Weeknd worked on a number of songs for a number of scenes. Quote, some were working and some weren't, but he just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. In the end, he wrote Earned It, and it's the biggest song of his career to date. It's the only song that's in the movie twice, which is a little bit unheard of if you ask me, but it's such a good song. Director Sam Taylor Johnson said The Weeknd's voice is instantly seductive, which fit the film perfectly. The Weeknd actually agreed, saying that the film and his music are like a match made in heaven. I personally haven't seen the film, but I definitely agree that The Weeknd's voice is super sexy and unique and very soulful and super smooth. So, right about now, I'm going to play you Jasmine Thompson's cover of Earned It by The Weeknd. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You make it look like it's magic. 'Cause I see nobody, nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you call unexpected. 'Cause I hate when the moment's expected. I care for you, you, you. I care for you, 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 you. 'Cause girl, you're perfect. You always were there, and you deserve it. So you don't pay it, don't pay it no mind. We live in our life. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love unexpected. 'Cause I hate when the moment's expected. I'ma care for you, you, you. I'ma care for you, 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 yeah. 'Cause girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. You deserve it, the way you work it, girl, you earned it, girl, you earned it. On that lonely night, you said
for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Jasmine Thompson's cover of Earned It by The Weeknd. I love Jasmine's version of this song. She completely changed the background arrangement, which really does make it sound a bit haunting, as people are saying about her voice. Her falsetto on the chorus is absolutely unreal, and the control she has over her voice is really amazing for such a young singer. Let me remind you, she is only 15 years old. You know that she is only going to get better as she continues singing. And something I forgot to mention before is that she was actually just on a podcast with Jenna Marbles, who's a huge YouTube superstar. She was on their podcast last week, so go check that out on Jenna Marbles' channel. I hope you guys enjoyed her cover. I loved it. Make sure you go check out her YouTube channel. Her handle is just her name, Jasmine Thompson. Again, that's Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, and then Thompson with a P. You can also buy her cover of Earned It on iTunes. Right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio.
You want me now that I'm with somebody else. You tell me you love me. I slept on your doorstep, begging for one chance. Now that I finally moved on, you say that you miss me all of. Really want.
with my head. Girl, that's what you do best. Saying there's nothing you won't do to get me to say yes. You're impossible to resist, but I wouldn't bet your heart on it. It's like I'm finally awake, and you're just a beautiful mistake. Who do you think you are? Who do you think I am? You only love to see me breaking. You only want me 'cause I'm taken. You don't really want my heart. No, you just like to know you can still be the one who...
Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played some awesome covers of Frank Ocean's Thinking About You, and The Weeknd's Earned It. If you're just now tuning in and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play is a group called Third Story. These guys kind of went a bit viral on my Facebook stream a little while ago with their cover of Sam Smith's I'm Not the Only One. They only have a few videos up on YouTube, but I think that all three of these guys are incredibly talented, individually and together. Their YouTube handle is just Third Story, and that's spelled as one word. The group is made up of three guys, Elliot Skinner, Richard Saunders, and Ben Lusher, all from New York. I have to say, I can't really find very much info about these guys online. My Google search and Facebook stalking came up pretty empty. They do have a Facebook page under their group name and also a personal website at wearethirdstory.com. So because I don't know much about these guys, I'll just talk a little bit about Sam Smith. Today, I'm going to be playing you Third Story's cover of Sam Smith's I'm Not the Only One. Their cover of this song has almost 1.5 million views on YouTube right now. If you guys have been listening to Uncovered these past few weeks, you know that I absolutely love Sam Smith. I saw him at Outside Lands this past year, and he was just phenomenal live. Absolutely amazing. So talented he is. And he's only 23 years old, which just completely blows me away. His song, I'm Not the Only One, comes off of his 2014 debut studio album, In the Lonely Hour. The track has reached number 3 in the UK singles chart and number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, his third top 10 in the US to date. With 3 top 10 singles, Sam Smith is the 3rd overall artist, but the highest male artist, with the most top 10 singles of 2014, behind Iggy Azalea, who has 3, and Ariana Grande, who has 4. This song has been certified 4 times platinum and has sold over 4 million copies in the U.S. This is really a great track. I have always loved this since the first time I heard it. There was a remix of the song with ASAP Rocky floating around Bay Area radio stations for a while, but I really think I like the original version better. And I think that Third Story really did this song justice. So, here is Third Story's cover of I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You and me, we made a vow, for better or for worse. I can't believe you let me down, but the proof's in the way it hurts. 4 months on end, I've had my doubt. Denying every tear, I wish this would be over now, but I know I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, you don't think I know what you've done, but when been so unavailable. Now sadly I know why. Oh, your heart's been unattainable, even though Lord knows you kept mine. You say I'm I know what you've done, but when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. Oh no, 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 I have loved you for many years. Maybe I've just not enough.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Third Story's cover of I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith. I really love the harmonies that these guys added into the song. It made it sound like a really unique version and completely different than Sam Smith's. Sam Smith is such an emotional singer. So you think that by adding in two additional vocalists onto the track, you might lose that emotion. However, I think that Third Story absolutely held onto that emotion in this song. I think the harmonies really were what did it for me. It was really still as emotional as Sam Smith's version. It really drew me in and made me want to keep listening. I think that these guys are super talented. So go check them out. Once again, their YouTube handle is just Third Story, and that's spelled as one word. And they're also on Facebook and online at wearethirdstory.com. I'm really thinking that we will see a lot more of these guys on YouTube or even producing an album. Okay, so now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you are just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio. Again, if you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. This week, I'm really excited to announce that I will be playing a cover by Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson is such an amazing singer. Every time she comes on an award show to sing or debuts a new single, I just think to myself, wow, this girl is so good. And she's been so consistent throughout her career. She won the very first season of American Idol, deservedly so, I would say, and she's arguably been the most successful winner in the show's history. I totally never knew this, but her debut single was A Moment Like This. I had no idea that was her song at all. I thought that was somebody else's song. I had no idea. The single topped the United States Billboard Hot 100 and became the best-selling single of 2002 in the U.S. Clarkson's debut studio album, Thankful, debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 200 in 2003. It was certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, while selling over 4.5 million copies worldwide. Its lead single, Miss Independent, became an international top 10 hit. Do you guys remember that song? Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. 2003. Ah, it's been so long. But she's kept going. She decided to part ways with American Idol management for her second album, Breakaway, which was released in 2004, with a more rock-oriented sound. It was certified sextuple platinum and sold over 15 million copies worldwide. The album earned her two Grammy Awards for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. For her third album, she took full creative control. That album was My December. She served as the executive producer and co-wrote the entire album's material. In 2009, her fourth album, All I Ever Wanted, became her second album to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 200. Its lead single, My Life Would Suck Without You, holds the record for the biggest jump to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Her fifth studio album, Stronger, won a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album, making her the only person to receive that award twice. The album featured her third number one hit, Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You, which remains the best-selling single of her career. That was a great song. Clarkson's sixth album and first Christmas music release, Wrapped in Red, became the best-selling holiday album of the year, making her the first American female artist to achieve this goal. Earlier this year, Clarkson released her seventh studio album, Piece by Piece, which debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, Billboard Hot 200, becoming her third number one album in the U.S. Its lead single, Heartbeat Song, was certified platinum and became Clarkson's fifth consecutive number one on the U.S. Hot Dance Club Songs. AKA Kelly Clarkson is a goddess, and we should all bow down to her. She has had an absolutely amazing career thus far, beginning as a scared little 20-year-old girl from Burleson, Texas, and now she's an internationally recognized, ridiculously talented vocalist. In a career spanning over a decade, Clarkson has accumulated over 90 Billboard number one hits, and sold over 25 million albums worldwide. In 2012, she was ranked 19th on VH1's list of 100 Greatest Women in Music. She's really known for her vocal versatility and range. She has amazing power behind her voice, and she can literally sing anything. Today, I'm going to play you Kelly Clarkson's cover of Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. Now, Tracy Chapman was an amazing musician herself. She's a soul and bluesy singer-songwriter from Cleveland, Ohio, most known for her hits Fast Car and Give Me One Reason. In 1988, Chapman released her critically acclaimed self-titled debut album, which became a multi-platinum worldwide hit. The album garnered her 6 Grammy Award nominations, including Album of the Year, and she won 3 of those, including Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for her single Fast Car and Best New Artist. She released her 2nd album, Crossroads, the following year, which garnered her an additional Grammy nomination. Since then, Chapman has experienced further success with 6 more studio albums, which include her multi-platinum 4th album, New Beginning, for which she won a 4th Grammy Award for Best Rock Song for its lead single, Give Me One Reason. Give Me One Reason is Chapman's biggest U.S. hit to date, reaching number 3 on the U.S. Hot 100. She actually performed the song 6 years before its release in an episode of Saturday Night Live. I found that really interesting. Now, Kelly Clarkson, though, she, I think, does an absolutely amazing rendition of this song. So here it is. Kelly Clarkson's cover of Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. Remember, you're listening to Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Give me one reason to stay. Won't I turn right back around? Give me one reason to stay. Oh, when I turn right back around. 'Cause I don't wanna leave you lonely, but you gotta make me change my mind. Too many times. You can't call me, baby. You can't call me anytime, but you got to call me. Give me one reason to stay. Oh, make me change my mind. Give me one reason to stay. Oh, and I'll turn right. Leave you lonely, but you gotta make me change my mind. Yeah.
And baby, there ain't nothing left to say.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Kelly Clarkson's cover of Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. How amazing is she? Kelly Clarkson is a absolutely phenomenal singer. She is super soulful, and her voice is so powerful. There is no denying that she is an incredibly talented musician. She actually performed this song in the Sirius XM live lounge thing where artists can come on and sing live versions of songs or covers. And that I thought it was just a great cover. And I also really love her personality. Kelly Clarkson is kind of a fireball. She stepped in as a guest mentor on, I think it was American Idol this past season. And I totally never knew how bubbly and funny she was. She just exudes confidence and personality. Well, look at the time. I think that's all we have time for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for my fifth episode of Uncovered, halfway through the radio show season. I'll be playing three more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.